When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
An 11-win season last year and a slam-dunk offseason in the transfer portal has Ole Miss poised for an SEC and maybe even a national title in a way they haven't been in a long time. To talk about the Rebels, we have Ben Garrett from OM Spirit joining us on the roundtable. Ben, you're in the SIP. You've been and seen this team. Are they looking like that top 10-ranked team and that college football playoff contender that people are hyping up them up to be this offseason?
Absolutely. I think that's the most one of the biggest takeaways from preseason camp. I mean, with a team like this, where there's a lot of questions, not – just about the personnel, but also can Ole Miss really be that team that steps up and takes over and breaks through the glass ceiling like a Clemson did? And one of the first things you want to see is, do they look like that? And they absolutely look like that out there on the practice fields. In a lot of ways, it looks like an NFL mini camp because Ole Miss operates that way, both in how they go about their business and also how they construct their roster. I mean, it is year to year. It's free agency. Ole Miss treats it that way, and 18 of their 22 starters are transfers. I mean, that's all but four. And, yeah, I mean, it's all business, but the vibes are immaculate because they all came here for the same reason. They all want the same shot at a title. They thought that Trey Amos, for example, thought that Alabama didn't offer the same opportunity to contend that Ole Miss did in 2024-25. So he left Alabama to come to Ole Miss. Florida wasn't the stage that Princely Umon Mielen was looking for. So he voluntarily leaves Florida and comes to Ole Miss. So that's across the roster. That's across the board, and it looks that way. So absolutely. Now, they've been keeping them from doing much hitting this preseason because they want to try to keep them healthy. And we've seen that across the board in college football. Injuries have been a real problem. They always are. So there's not a lot of hitting. You can't say, oh, well, so-and-so went out there and did this and is really stepping up in that way. But yeah, absolutely. From the look of things, a personnel standpoint, and being what, you know, looking like the team you want them to look like, if they are to contend this year, there's no doubt. You walk in with practice fields, that's a national title contending football team right there.
Well, you mentioned those transfer portal additions, and that's a lot of the reason, along with these returning starters and returning contributors, that people have this team penciled in with such high hopes when it comes to the CFP. But when it comes to those standout transfer portal guys, whether it's SEC additions or maybe some under-the-radar guys, who would you say are those transfer portal players and additions to this team that you see maybe having the biggest impact this upcoming season?
Yeah, I mean, first you're going to mention Walter Nolan. You're going to mention Princely Umon Mielen. Those guys were top 10 transfers. You're going to mention Juice Wells. Everybody wants to see what Juice looks like. I mean, he was the best wide receiver in the SEC in 2022. But last year, he didn't play much at all because of injury. And at Ole Miss, he's been in and out, limited, I guess you could call it, in a black no-contact jersey. So they want to see what Juice can bring as well. The guys that I'm most fascinated by, because we all know the big names. We all know those guys like the Juices and the Walter Nolans. Yan Banks has been starting here since day one, since practice one in the spring. And that's a transfer from South Alabama. He doesn't get the same headlines, but productive, all-league caliber player from his previous stop, making plays out there seemingly every day, has no qualms about being vocal, about stepping up and showing that he's ready to lead a position group. A former in-state guy from Ridgeland. I mean, Yan Banks needs to be – that's a name that needs to be talked about because he's had a great camp. He had a great spring, and he's starting for a national title contender in the secondary. His name isn't one of the biggest ones from the portal. Same thing with Isaiah Hamilton, who everybody wanted. I mean, it wasn't just Ole Miss. It was Alabama. It was Missouri. Those are also playoff contenders, and he came to Ole Miss. And Isaiah Hamilton could play cornerback. He could play defensive back. But I think where they really – when you talk about absolute slam dunk in the portal, yeah, the big names are great, but – Where you see that most, I think, is in the secondary because they have numbers there, numbers and depth of options that they don't have maybe other places, even though they've got it pretty well across the board. Certainly better than Ole Miss has ever had in its history. I mean, there's a reason why this is the team we're talking about, possibly winning their first title since the 60s, you know. But I think a good example of how they've gotten stronger and utilized this new this new world of college football recruiting specifically is in the secondary. Because, yeah, you're not hearing the same things about Yan Banks and Isaiah Hamilton and Brandon Turnage and all these kind of cats. But what makes a title contender is, yes, those big names, but how you fill out in the margins, and are you still as good when the names stop, you know, grabbing the headlines? And that's where I think Ole Miss is really impressive right now, because those guys are out there, those transfer guys that came from maybe smaller places that are having just as big, if not more of an impact than other guys. So it's really impressive. Daquan Wright's another one. I want to throw his name in there. You know, Caden Priestcorn's back up. I mean, because you talk about Caden Priestcorn, an NFL tight end. This was an all-league tight end in the ACC, Daquan Wright from Virginia Tech. So he's their number two. Oh, they needed another second inline blocker and capable pass catcher because Hudson Wolf can't stay healthy. Go get Daquan Wright from Virginia Tech. So, yeah, it's an impressive collection. It's come together well. And I think for Ole Miss, they look at this season as all the stars have aligned. I mean, why not this year? If ever there was a year, it's this year. And they're certainly operating and looking that way.
Now, you mentioned a lot of those exciting players, specifically in the secondary. And I think when you think about this offense, you have Jackson Dart returning, this Lane Kiffin offense, along with the returning pieces and the new pieces. I feel like we kind of know what we're going to see there. But on the defensive side of the ball, I feel like this is a unit that's going to really be looked upon for this team to take the next step. Do you think this is the year, just given this roster and what this team is looking like on that side of the ball, that this defense maybe takes that next step for Ole Miss?
Absolutely. I'm glad you asked it that way and framed it that exact way. Because for me, it's easy to talk about Jackson Dart and Trey Harris, and even when you lose Quinshon Judkins, which is a loss, he's the single-season Ole Miss record holder for rushing yards in a year, in a single year. That is a loss. However, Ulysses Bentley was the highest-graded returning running back in the SEC. He is the highest-graded returning running back in the SEC. Arguably a better fit just for what Lane Kiffin does operationally with his play style on offense than Quinshon was. And they've repeated that with Henry Parrish. And they've got some depth of options potentially with Rashad Amos and Logan Diggs and other guys, but you want to see more out of them. But defensively, and Trey Harris is a Biletnikoff Award finalist or watchlist member, excuse me, and Caden Priestcorn's an NFL tight end. They have probably double-digit offensive line candidates, seven of which I can list right now as next-level players. And that was really what held them back against the Georgias and the Alabamas. They did not have the trench depth to hold up. And really, they could call themselves a contender because of the skill positions they were. But when it got down to the nitty-gritty and getting it done, they couldn't do it in the trenches. So, yes, that's definitely where they've improved the most. But defensively, I do think this is the year. And I think of it specifically because I mentioned the secondary, but Ole Miss has always had linebacker depth concerns. Every year that I can – certainly since I started covering Ole Miss in 2008 they have dealt with linebackers always. It's just like the joke on the Ole Miss internet. You know, it's like across the Ole Miss internet message board community, whatever it might be, is that, oh, God, well, can so-and-so play linebacker? Because Ole Miss never has linebackers. And they have linebackers. Chris Poupall is an all-league player that came over from Arkansas contemporary for Ole Miss, a rival. Suntering Perkins, I think, is poised for a breakout in year two. I think T.J. Dottery is – got everything, every tool in the toolbox to be an all-league caliber player. He's been good since he started in the Peach Bowl, his debut, his Ole Miss debut after transferring in from Clemson. But even guys that aren't getting the same type of covers, like a Raymond Collins, who was a JUCO transfer that signed with them, I've liked what I've seen from him. I mean, if he's like your fifth or sixth option right now, that's a guy that in old years at Ole Miss would have been recruited to come in and start. And if he wasn't good from jump one, so I think, yeah, this is the year. And in the easiest way to point for that defensively, that defensive improvement or catching up or being the same caliber of threat as the Ole Miss offense with Lane Kiffin, I think Pete Golden and Brian Brown, the co-defense coordinators, which, I mean, the best defensive coordinator pairings for sure in Ole Miss history, but one of them by themselves would have had the case for best defensive coordinator in Ole Miss history. And they have more to work with. And the depth to really attack teams that they just did not have, and especially at the second level against the Georgias and the Alabama. So definitely, I think this one could be the one. Now, we've all seen this movie as Ole Miss people before, you know, like we've seen how the stars are aligning. So there's going to be some skepticism, but the difference with this team is the personnel looks like a national championship contender, like you mentioned to start. It's got to look that way. And when you look out there, if you walk out there, you'd be like, well, if they're wearing purple and gold or Georgia black and red or crimson, this looks like one of those teams on any given year. And that's why we can talk about them that way, because the personnel definitely lends itself to a title contender, if you will.
Pretty much every dog lover knows our sweet pups are absolutely a member of the family. I know my Rosie sure is. And you wouldn't feed your spouse or partner or your kids just any old thing. What they're putting in their bodies matters. And it's not any different for man's best friend, and that's where Superfood Complete from Badlands Ranch comes in. Actor Katherine Heigl came up with Superfood Complete as the best way to make sure your dog gets all the nutrients and superfoods vital to their health. Badlands Ranch also supports the Jason DeBus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. My Rosie recently started on her Badlands superfood diet, and let me tell you, we're never going back. It's fast and easy to prepare and serve, but even more, it's delicious, apparently. I haven't tried it myself, of course, but she can't seem to get enough. We've already ordered more. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/TOC. That's BadlandsRanch.com/TOC and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular priced order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/TOC today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
No, those are all great points, Ben. And one last question for you before we let you go here. I want to know what you think are maybe the biggest keys for this team, what being and kind of separating from being good to great and being that college football playoff and that SEC title team. Is it something specific with the offense or the defense you just mentioned? Is it winning some of those big games that are going to be later in the season? What do you think are going to be the biggest keys for this Ole Miss team reaching kind of that potential and that high ceiling they have this year?
First and foremost, can you stay healthy? And that's so cliche, and we all say it, but it's true because – you look at that specifically with the Ole Miss running backs right now in practices. Ulysses Bentley has been a durability concern ever since he got here from after transferring in from SMU. And it's only because he just can't stay healthy. When he plays, he's really, really good. So they've been cautious with him all preseason camp. They've kept him out, even though he looks like he's ready to go. They want to get him to firm and healthy and then just see if they can get him through 12 to 15 games healthy. But what if he doesn't hold up? What if he is a durability concern again? What if Henry Parrish, something happens to him? The depth of the running back is a real concern. So for me, one of the very big keys, because I'm in agreement with a lot of philosophically coaches across college football these days. I find running back to be a low value position. However, you can't dismiss it entirely. And if you get down to your number three and that person can't do what they're supposed to do, well, that could cost you games. So that's one of the biggest keys at running back. Not necessarily do they have starting capable caliber guys for a title contender. They do. Do you have the depth? And I don't know if they do right now. And then secondly, for me, Juice Wells is the key, I think, offensively because he can move around formation. I think they ideally like to use him like Elijah Moore in 2020 to where he was Percy Harvin-ish. He'd come into the backfield and he was a real rushing threat. Juice is just like that, but Juice, is he healthy? So you're going to hear a lot of that. Is so-and-so healthy? Is so-and-so healthy? But there's a reason why a lot of these guys were in the portal. There are question marks about guys like a Juice or whoever it might be. Can they be that? But if they can, yeah, Ole Miss is loaded up specifically for the 2024-25 year to make a title run. And then I think the last biggest key for me is, and it's easy, but Jackson Dart, there's no longer a token competition with Luke Altmyer. There's no longer two guys brought in Spencer Sanders and Walker Howard to come in here and replace him. He is the starter. Walker Howard is his backup. Austin Simmons is his backup. He proved last year that he can win at the highest level in the SEC. He won 11 games. That's a program record at Ole Miss. Now, can you take the final big step? You're a Heisman candidate. You got the sixth best odds in college football to win the Heisman. You're the front man for, I think, inarguably one of the most interesting title contenders this year. Now, can you take that next step? 23-5 touchdowns to interceptions last year is remarkable, right? But he can't carry the ball 120 times this year. Ole Miss needs guys like Ulysses Bentley and Henry Parrish to stay healthy. And can you connect more down the field, those big bus plays that you can create with an Aiden Williams or whoever it might be? The next step for Jackson Dart, whatever that is, and it might not be necessarily in the numbers. It might just quite simply be somewhere else in you know, the unquantifiable. But Jackson Dart, while Juice is the key for offense and defense, we could talk about linebacker depth, that's the key, and they got it now. At the end of the day, Jackson Dart has to be the front man for the title contender. Like Carson Beck stepped up to the plate. Jackson Dart has been in here for 3 years now. There is no excuse anymore. It's his job. It's his team. So can you take that next step and then go to the NFL and, you know, go lead a franchise at that level? So that's where you're at. I mean, those are the questions that are exciting to ask if you're an Ole Miss, because you're used to asking, well, crap, who's going to start at so-and-so? That's not what it is anymore. Now it's, well, you got three tight ends. How can it all balance? And that's what title contenders are supposed to be. So, yeah, man, I mean, it's an exciting time for Ole Miss fans everywhere I know. And it starts in earnest August 31st. You know, Furman, they get their three, four, nine conference games out the way, and then it's, you know, going hard and all the way to the end of the year. So they start in earnest. We'll see some things, but really we won't see what this team will truly be, I think, until mid-October, late October, when the Princeton Umami Allens get unlocked and like that. But, yeah, they're going to start in earnest. They're going to hit the ground running. And it's an exciting time for sure, man. And I know Ole Miss fans are pumped up for it.
I know I'm pumped up for it, too. I'm jealous of your front row seat to see what this team could potentially be this year. But thank you so much for joining us, Ben. If you haven't already, get yourself a membership at OM Spirit. There's not a team on the internet that's covering the Rebels like this gang of people are down there in Mississippi. And if you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to the On3 Roundtable. Comment on this video, subscribe, like this video. Let us know how you're feeling about Ole Miss this year. And Ben, thanks again for joining us on the Roundtable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.